Maybe star when the wife. Welcome into X's and Bros. Good morning, everyone. Rise and shine on this Tuesday, the second day of March 2021. As we welcome you here all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to Toledo, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Plenty of ways you can get in contact with us and share your opinion for today's show. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Auto Valley guest line is 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. Miss any portion of the show, you want to listen back to anything you may have missed on demand, you can do so by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time at MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Ryan is at RyanL_Key. Dan is at Dan in the studio, and I'm Anthony at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good Tuesday morning to both of you. How are you today?
Good. Kind of a boring day yesterday. We didn't really hear anything crazy other than like the JJ Watt. Nothing local really happened yesterday.
No, not really anything at all.
I mean, I guess Michigan's number two in the AP poll.
We knew that was going to happen, though. With Baylor's loss, didn't really seem to be anything too crazy there. Now, if they would have went to number one, be like, okay, all right. But, I mean, I think that people are getting way too concerned and way too bent out of shape over Gonzaga being number one. Should Michigan be number one? Michigan's playing some really good basketball. Gonzaga hasn't played a ranked team this year yet. And by this year, I mean in the year of 2021. They played plenty. They're 4-0, you know, against the AP Top 25, you know, so far this season.
I believe like eight quad one wins. They're 8-0 in the quad one.
What are the other quad one games outside of the ranked games that they played? So like Auburn, I assume, was a quad one game. But they beat Virginia. They beat West Virginia. I was looking at the rest of their schedule. I'm like, all right, so where are the other quad one, you know, Auburn, what were the marquee wins that they have? I actually just wrote about this. It'll be up on MichiganSportsNetwork.com within the week at some point.
Start of their year, Kansas, Auburn, West Virginia, Kansas. Iowa, Virginia, BYU, I'd assume, St. Mary's.
Is St. Mary's, though? I mean, they're not. I mean,
looking at their schedule, I'd assume so.
Interesting. Somehow they came up with all those quad games. And, yeah. So, it's something to complain about. We had Brad Underwood making some comments, chirping a little bit. A lot of comments, actually, from Brad Underwood, which I thought was very interesting. The Illinois head coach. Well, I would assume he would be playing tonight. It seemed like he would just put a mask on. It would be a sure thing, but it sounds as if he might be, you know, closer to not playing than actually playing. Which, I mean, if he doesn't play, and then, you know, you got Illinois fans say, "Well, there's an asterisk next to the," there's not, guys. I'm sorry, but if one of your best players doesn't play and you lose the game, guess what? You still lost the game. They don't create a separate column for was your best player available. Like it's a loss is a loss.
Well, like, committees do that, not fans.
The committees are more than welcome to continue to have Michigan on the one line and maybe put Illinois on the two or three line. Like
Illinois will be a number one seed. I don't think people are kind of understanding the drop off after Gonzaga, Michigan, and Baylor. Like, Illinois is ranked fourth in the nation. You can think about whatever you want about the team. That's just where they're ranked because that's where the drop off is those three teams.
And that's how the committee's look, that's how everybody's looking at it. So if you know that, okay, so from an Illinois perspective, if you're Brad Underwood and the Big Ten doesn't mean anything this year, although you're a member of this conference and you're going to respect this conference and play the games that are on the schedule and not pick and choose when you play, but none of these games mean anything anyways. I just thought the whole thing was just baffling. This makes zero sense whatsoever, you know, if you're going to talk smack, like, I don't know, if the roles were different, if you were number one, would you say that the Big Ten didn't mean anything? I just found it the most odd comment ever.
Yeah, if Illinois wasn't needing a win in a Michigan State sweep to earn a share of the Big Ten title, would his tone be different?
No, he'd have a different tone. He would have a different tone. That much is for sure. We got to watch some good basketball last night. OK State, a little Cade Cunningham action if you were interested. Also, I started watching Evan Mobley a little bit from USC. Boy, can that kid, is he something. At 7 feet tall, 210 pounds, looks like a stick figure out there. He just needs to gain a solid 20 to 40 pounds, be NBA ready. But he is athletically gifted at 7 feet tall. My goodness. I mean, that kid can move. He can handle, he can pass, he can shoot. So there's another name that you might want to, if you are a Pistons fan and you're wondering about the draft coming up in a few months, that's a name you want to keep your eyes out on. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
All right, huge news. It's a Super Tuesday for Michigan sports. It all started at 5 o'clock this evening on ESPN+, as the Central Michigan Chippewas will host the Toledo Rockets. Rockets looking to win the Mid-American Conference regular season title and do that outright if they can beat the Chippewas. Tonight, Central Michigan walks in at 6-15 overall. The Rockets are 19-6, so you can kind of take a guess at which direction that one's going to go. At 7 o'clock, you'll get the Detroit Red Wings traveling down to Columbus for their game against the Blue Jackets. Also at 7. Over on ESPN, you'll get number 4 Illinois, number 2 Michigan, matchup of 7-footers. Kofi Coburn against Hunter Dickinson should be a lot of fun later on this evening at Chrysler Center. At 7 o'clock, if this game isn't over by 7:45, I'll still be sweating at Chrysler Center, but you might be able to flip your television over to Big Ten Network as Indiana will travel to the Breslin to take on the Michigan State Spartans. Backs against the wall, must-win game for Michigan State, so very intriguing. The Pistons were supposed to play, but because of a little bit of a COVID scare with Toronto, that game is being pushed back. They will now play tomorrow night instead. J.J. Watt has officially announced what team he is joining, a 2-year deal to sign with the Arizona Cardinals. More to come on this, but allegedly the team's had some deals floating around out there. This deal's worth $31 million, includes $23 million guaranteed for 2 seasons for J.J. Watt to join the Arizona Cardinals. Kansas City Chiefs are hoping quarterback Patrick Mahomes, with his toe surgery, will be ready for June minicamp. And isn't it interesting? Maybe it's just me, maybe it's other people, maybe it's in the entire world. It feels like Kansas City Super Bowl loss took a little step back from the "we're going to talk about you nonstop 24/7. It seems like after the loss in the Super Bowl, Kansas City does not feel like Teflon anymore. They feel beatable. The Atlanta Hawks have fired their head coach Lloyd Pierce. So he was fired yesterday, given the boot. People aren't happy about it. It's what it is. Assistant Nate McMillan will serve as the team's interim head coach. So McMillan was added to Pierce's staff in the offseason. He's got extensive head coaching experience. 16 seasons, Supersonics, Blazers, Pacers. That's how long he's been around, the Supersonics. Hawks are 14-20, 11th place in the Eastern Conference, following a 109-99 loss to the Miami Heat. Kyrie Irving said that James Harden's seventh triple-double since joining the Brooklyn Nets. You better just get used to it. He's been playing well. Kind of crazy, but he has been playing well. They just haven't been playing well collectively on defense. And we'll see what happens in the playoffs when things tighten up a little bit. As the season skates towards the midway point, the NHL closed the month of February. It's just 4 players on the COVID-19 list, so that's a positive if you're a hockey fan. Alabama Crimson Tide plan for full-capacity college football games this year at Bryant-Denny Stadium in the fall. That's a nice goal to shoot for. And the NIT has downsized to 16 teams and will hold the entire tournament in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So for teams that are looking to make a little bit of a run in the NIT, there you go, 16 teams, all in Dallas. And the Detroit Tigers fell to the New York Yankees in 7 yesterday, 5-4. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, great news. BetMGM welcomes hockey fans to the action with a special offer for new customers. Sign up today and receive $100 in free bets when you place any $1 wager on a Detroit Red Wings game, regardless of your bet's outcome. It doesn't get any easier than that. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Experience hockey and all your favorite sports like never before with the King of Sportsbook's innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to automatically receive $100 in free bets when you place a $1 or more wager on any Red Wings game. Hit the ice today and wager with confidence at BetMGM, official partner of the NHL and the Detroit Red Wings. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more. Your auto value, hard store, where service is the difference. We get it.
For trusted performance, install Dorman premium steering and suspension parts on your vehicle. Dorman Chassis Solutions reliably meet the needs of fleets, trucks, and everyday drivers. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code GREEN15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
What's on your list this week at Meijer? Save on the things you need and more with great deals and low prices, like red seedless grapes, 99 cents per pound. 80% lean ground beef, ground fresh in-store daily, just $1.99 per pound. Gain liquid laundry detergent is only $3.99 with M-Perks. Plus, get 30% off select apparel for the family. Save big on the essentials now through Saturday at Meijer. Why pay more? Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hayland, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming to you from the Radio Bunker. Great to have you ride along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you for making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. By the way, in case you missed it yesterday, we mentioned it real quick in the headlines. J.J. Watt headed to the Arizona Cardinals. Did you know that the Lions play the Cardinals again this year? Again,
they do. It's either the Cardinals or the Falcons where they're playing. They like it's like 4 years at a time they play each other.
My goodness, like I get what the I get how the schedule is made, but like, could we play? I mean, we play the Cardinals every year. Should we have a trophy? Should this be a trophy game? What would we make the trophy?
The AARP Move of the Week trophy.
Nice, the Snowbirds.
Yeah.
Ooh, the Snowbirds.
AARP. The Snowbird. AARP Snowbird. Snowbird Trophy. There we go.
Is the trophy an AARP card that's like gold, that's on like a gold, you know what I'm saying? Or is it like the actual bird?
It's
like
an AARP sponsored golf cart. I think that should be the trophy. Like a bronze miniature golf cart that says AARP on the tarp of the top of the golf cart.
It's a good sponsorship
and
idea.
Player of the game wins that golf cart, a real golf
Ooh.
Cart. So instead of like a turducken leg at Thanksgiving, you get this game third week of the season.
Nothing wrong with a golf cart.
Is the turducken the most overrated Thanksgiving food? I mean, I guess
even a thing though. That's like a
it's a made
John
TV.
Madden thing, yeah.
I mean, have you ever? It's not a thing.
Okay, but have you ever? Have you eaten one?
The only time I've ever had one is like when people didn't pick up their orders on Thanksgiving Day or for Thanksgiving Day. It was like, well, we have a turducken left over that somebody stuck us with, so let's just cook it. And then, you know, we'll cook it and, you know, serve it in the store.
What happened? I mean, remember like 15, 20 years ago when there was this, your stuffing isn't going to get cooked all the way through, and now people are putting two different things inside a turkey and hoping that gets cooked?
Well, I mean, it's going to get cooked. You get, you know, your duck and your chicken are layered with stuffing in between each and then wrapped.
Okay, I understand that, but people used to claim that the stuffing wouldn't even get cooked. Now you're putting two other animals.
Undercooked stuffing? How dare they?
I don't know.
I mean, in the year of our Lord, in 2021, how dare we undercook breadcrumbs? Are you kidding me right now? How did we ever survive? How are we going to survive with this undercooked stuffing incident? What a travesty. I bet you the people that ate any of the undercooked stuffing, I bet you they didn't survive. I bet you it was so grim for them. The outlook. Oh, I can't even imagine. The horror. Yeah, it all gets cooked, man. It all gets cooked. They're just greasy. The duck makes it greasy. They're good. It is what it is. But it's just a whole bunch of stuff. So if you're like one of those people at Thanksgiving that's not afraid to mix things up, you know, some people are really weird about their plates. They want to have like the little divider styrofoam plates, you know, because you can't have the corn touch the dressing, can't touch the cranberry sauce, can't touch it. They get some of those weirdos, but turducken's good.
I mean, what does it matter? The gravy's going over all of it, so.
And some people are just smothering it in gravy. Outside of Thanksgiving.
So back to our Christmas movie, Mount Rushmore. That we started yesterday.
back to that. The Lions will play the Arizona Cardinals again this year. I can't, like, every single year. So maybe we get a trophy, maybe we don't.
Do you notice that they are one trade away from having their three stars back on the same team again?
Are you talking about the Cardinals?
Yes. Well, the former Texans could potentially all be in Arizona, could they not? If you have a Deshaun Watson trade,
yeah, I see where you're going there. I don't know how he's even tradable. I really don't. I don't know if they could do this, but it would almost have to be like, hey, void my contract.
Right, and that's the
and
point of
start
the,
over.
The point of the argument where people are like, what does it take for a black quarterback to get the trade request he wants? It's like, it's different when the team just doesn't want to trade him. Like, I don't think it's the fact that he's making the request. It's that the team wants him to be there.
Yeah. Most recently, who had a trade request that got fulfilled? Stafford.
Stafford and Carson Wentz.
And Carson Wentz, did he... Like Carson Wentz, like how come Carson Wentz can get traded, but Deshaun Watson can't? Because Carson Wentz isn't carrying a cap number of over $100 million right now.
Well, he kind of is, but Carson Wentz also got benched this year for a rookie quarterback. So it's just...
And why is it that with Philadelphia, you drafted Jalen Hurts to be like the guy if Carson doesn't work out, and now all of a sudden they're talking about Philadelphia going back... You know, because Jalen Hurts didn't show you enough. So he's going back into, they're going to go back into the quarterback well in the draft. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
No, I don't get that. I think you roll with Hurts and you bring in a veteran. You trade for Chase Daniel to be your backup quarterback and give the Lions just money to eat that contract.
And my apologies on the Carson Wentz. 4 years, $128 million.
Yeah, like so that all kicks in now.
He's making an average of 22, 25, and 26 million over the next three seasons.
He signed that deal, I think, a year and a half ago, but doesn't kick in until this season.
In 2021, yeah, 25, 22, 25, 26. So in all things considered, it's not terrible for a quarterback, but it's terrible when you look at his statistics. It's terrible when it's Carson Wentz making that kind of money. That I don't think that necessarily helps you very much when it's Carson Wentz's deal that you're looking at. The difference between him and Deshaun Watson, Deshaun's average salary is about $39 million, and he'll be making over $30 million a year each year. So in 2021, his base salary is $10,500,000. He's 26 years old for this year. Next season, 35. Following year, 20. Then he's got a potential out in 2024. And then he could come back for 32 and $32 million, and then his next contract would be up at the age of 31. So I don't know how you would go about avoiding something like that if it's possible for all parties, but I mean, they have to try to make the money work. I don't think that you could just avoid a contract like this, because teams would be doing it left and right, players would be. But Matthew Stafford requested a trade and got traded. Why can't Deshaun Watson? The Lions wanted to move on from Matthew Stafford if that was going to be mutual. The Philadelphia Eagles were looking to move on from Carson Wentz. The Texans actually want Deshaun Watson's services. They just got to figure out a way to convince him to keep playing there. I saw that argument that you were talking about, Ryan, about, you know, what's it take for a black quarterback to get traded. It's like, dude, this has nothing to do with race. This has everything to do with money and the fact that he's a good quarterback and he's valuable. And why would you trade away the best player on your team unless you've already traded away your best wide receiver, your franchise Ring of Honor defensive lineman decides he's going to leave, and now you're just stuck. Like, you can give up J.J. Watt at his age, that's fine. You can't give up Deshaun Watson without a haul in return, and they're just not going to get that. And they don't have any picks.
Right, they can't trade him to Arizona because Arizona already gave up David Johnson for him. For Nuke.
Unreal. And that deal all in itself would have people questioning, like, yeah, that's a fireable offense. That's what that was. Bill O'Brien trading DeAndre Hopkins, that was a fireable offense. But man, if you're the Arizona Cardinals, the Lions will play them. They'll also play the 49ers. They'll also play at the LA Rams and go see Matthew Stafford, their old buddy, and then they'll play at Seattle against the Seahawks. Will Russell Wilson be the quarterback there? Now there's talk about that. Incredible to me how teams could be blowing this. It's going to be tough sledding for the Lions in 2021. We'll step aside when we return. We'll talk to the coach, Kyle Barlow. We'll dive into college hoops and plus tonight's game between Illinois and Michigan. That's coming up next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.